Hello, this is Pastor Rob of Bethel Church in Tempers Plains, where our mission is connecting people to God. Welcome to our podcast today. We have a very special guest with us today, and I believe you'll be blessed by this message. Isaiah tells us the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Please listen and receive this anointed message and allow the Holy Spirit to break any yoke or burden that may be hindering you today. God bless. Have a great day.
Connect and connecting with people. And I think that's what we've been doing this morning, connecting with people. So our word will probably be changed around a little bit now. But I think a couple weeks ago, if I didn't get to ask Christy about it, but if she was able to download those pictures, okay, let's just kind of scroll through some of those. Two Wednesdays ago, we had a connect gathering for everyone in the church, and we had it out in the foyer. We had tables set up out there. It was really different. We had round tables set up, and we did live music, and it was just awesome. There was about 50 people here. And it was just really intimate out there. And we've had some new folks coming to our Connect groups that were able to make it out that Wednesday and kind of see what we're about. And if you missed out on that, that's why we're just sharing some pictures. If you missed out, we'll do a couple of those events a year for the whole body. And I was thinking about worship this morning and that Connect that we had, and it was out there and it was intimate. And you know, we all kind of have our own flavor, don't we? Pastor Otis said this morning, he said, man, I play some stuff that's not really my repertoire, but it's what we need to play here. It's not really my style, but it's what we need to play. And I thought that about worship. It'll leave it at that one to say. See, Miss, if you can tell Miss Tammy, some of the Connect facilitators were sitting up front. And Miss Tammy was sitting there, and everyone knows how much Tammy does. And in here today, I noticed a few people sitting down. There were some people really worshiping. And you know what? We all kind of get in our different zone at times, don't we? And I looked over at Tammy. And she didn't stand up to worship, and she was just sitting in her chair. And she had her eyes closed. She's probably watching right now. She had her eyes closed, and I mean, she was just somewhere else. I mean, she was, and we can do different, you know, some people like to, some people may dance a jig, some people raise their hands, some people clap, shout, whatever. Some people just sit. She was just there. I mean, she was worshiping. So, you know, I said that to say, I watched her, and I just appreciated this morning. I know some people were sitting. A lot of people, you know, had their hands up. And I appreciate every way, every style, every way that you go enter in, as long as you're trying to go enter in. You may be sitting down, you may be laying on. It's just different. We just all have our different things, don't we? And those can change. But if you're in a Connect group, we do different things on occasions. Like this week, a couple of the groups are going to a corn maze, and then we're going to have a little bonfire and some chili. And groups do different outreaches and different projects. They're just exciting. So I'm going to try to expound a little bit of the word today in relation to connecting. Acts chapter 2. Oh, so we're going, yeah. No screen today. So, who has a Bible? Who has a device with a Bible on it? Because when we have Connect groups, we don't have the leisure of the screen. So we're going old school today. And if you need a Bible, I think Bill was going to, I don't know if he made it, but I told him last minute to see if you can find some Bibles. So we're going to look it up. And I'm going to use this Bible some today. I was blessed with this Bible last week. It's the Passion version of the New Testament. And some of it I really, really, really like. I was blessed with that last week. I'm going to use it some today. So Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47 says, this is going to be our main text for the day. Daily they met together in the temple courts and in one another's homes to celebrate communion. They shared meals together with joyful hearts and tender humility. They were continually filled with praise to God, enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord kept adding to their numbers daily those who were coming to life. Now, anything I say or do, I don't want anyone this morning to feel pressure or guilt. I just want what's best for everyone. And see, I only have today. I don't have a follow-up next week or the week after. So it's crucial for me to say something that really sticks, something that you will remember, something that you can grow from, but mostly something that was inspired by the Word of God. And I don't take that lightly when I'm up here. And I value you. I value the time, effort, and energy you've put in to be here this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. You gotta look it up. No screen. I like the screen, don't get me wrong. But again, we don't have it in our small groups. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, I'm in King James right now, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him who is alone that falls, he has no one to help him. Again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can you be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And I just share that verse because you know what? People here at Bethel, they got your back. I really believe that. There's so many people here that are taking care of so many things and so many situations for other folks and it's just people got your back. And if I, come here a minute, Vince, if I'm standing here and I'm looking this way, I can't see behind me. My mom always showed me when I was a kid, she had these eyeballs in the back of her head. She would get these little marbles and put in her hair, and then she'd flip her hair and say, see, and then she'd flip. Oh, I could do that, couldn't I? And so I'm looking this way, and Vince has got his back. I turn around, you face it. Now I can see behind me. Because my brother's looking that way for me. And you know, even this morning, you realize, thank you, Vince, you realize we try to make sure everyone's safe. There's people that stay out there and watch the door so you can sit here and be safe. They're watching the door looking that way every Sunday. They're watching your backs this morning so you can be okay. So that's what Father God says When you have that cord of a few folks, you got people to look out for you. You got people to watch things. You got people to take care of what you can't see. You remember our main text was Acts chapter 2, verse 46 through 47. I'll touch on that a lot. They gathered together when? Daily they gathered together. I was coming to church. I was coming. I had a one of those busy days a week ago, and I had all these things on it. And the very last one was pick hot banana peppers. This was last Friday, and take them to Tammy because she was canning them Saturday morning. Well, it got dark, and I thought, I'm going to get this list done, and I've got to get her those peppers because she's going to can Saturday morning. So I got them picked after dark, and I'm coming this way, going this way. I haven't made it to the church yet, and I'm in my $800 van, and I'm just humming down the road, and I'm listening to the radio, and this car goes past me on the left-hand side, and when it went past, red and blue lights came on it, and then I saw it kind of make a loop. And I went, huh. And so I reached up in my van and I took my hand and I went and hit my dash to make my speedometer work. And it said 75. So I just pulled right over. So Tammy's 12 pints of peppers were $150. What's that, $12, $14 a pint? We have resources right in front of us that sometimes we forget to use. Or sometimes they take a little effort or energy, and it would have taken me like 3 seconds when my speedometer doesn't work to hit my dash, but it was just that little bit of effort. No, I didn't take. So we have things right in front of us. We have the answers to life itself right in front of us. And somehow, maybe because it takes just a little effort, just a little energy, we fail to use it. My speedometer worked if I hit the dash a couple times hard, but I chose not to. It was nice this morning we had a word I believe a lot of people received. But guess what? I need a word from God. It's right here. But it takes a second. I need to know what to do. Miss Ivy, you're a prophet. Tell me what to do. It's right here. But I need wisdom. It's right here. I need health. It's right here. I need knowledge. It's right here. But I you don't understand. I've got to have direction. I hope they have some kind of special prayer time this morning because I need 12 people to lay hands on me because I need direction. I don't know what to do. It's right here. Just need some answers. It's right here. Acts 2, 46 through 47. They gathered daily, breaking bread, hanging out at each other's houses, sharing, dancing, fellowshipping, having a good time, talking about God. Two weeks ago, Pastor shared an awesome message. It was about reset. If you weren't here, you need to watch it. It was great. We went to a conference. He shared some great stuff. Several folks came up front and shared things they felt God shared with them about reset, and they just thought it was just really good. Who has changed since that message 2 weeks ago? Because, see, to reset things in your life, it takes effort, it takes work, it takes consistency. Oh, if it were just that easy to push a button. But that's what you want to hear. You just push a button. You just push the button. And that's what I would like to say. You just push the button and God just, woo. Sunday mornings, we come in, we try to make it super comfortable. It's hot this morning. I see some folks fanning. Darren, I'm sweating, you know. Us heavy folks, it's really hot. And then they got these fires up here. But we come in and we do our best to make the temperature pleasing for everyone. And we have these nice, comfortable chairs. We even have couches here. This is nice. And when you come in, you know, we keep everything just super clean and inviting and nice and neat and tidy. We thank Miss Kimmy for that right now. She's taking care of that for us. Hey, just this morning's kind of not me preaching. It's kind of like a connector. But Miss Kimmy, here's how good she is. So, she comes in, it's her clean time before this morning, everything's always, and she comes in, and well, there was something going on in one of the rooms that no one knew about. And so there was people here doing things. So guess what she does? She comes back when they leave yesterday to take care of that room too, so it's perfect for this morning. So that's the kind of people you have here taking care of things. I hear everything. So we come in and we open up, don't we? And then we stand and we listen to some live music. Isn't that great? A lot of churches don't have live music. We listen to live music and it's really good. And, you know, sometimes we get emotional with the music, and that's good. I mean emotional in a good way. So sometimes we get emotional with the music, and then when the music is over, sometimes we come up and we'll have prayer. We want prayer, so we'll pray for you. And then we'll listen to a message, and we'll listen to someone share a Bible passage, and they'll do their best to make those passages come alive to you so you understand them. And so those verses will help you achieve biblical spiritual growth. And you just sit there. Look what you're doing right now. You don't talk. You don't question. You don't share. You don't have to do anything. This is just me right now, Pastor. It's just, you're not. It is a weird feeling sometimes. It's like all these people just sit. You just sit there. And then you leave. You know, at noon you're going to leave, and then you're going to decide whether you like this or didn't like this. We like to be comfortable. We come in Sunday and learn John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall call upon him shall be saved. But we come in and learn that, and that is the answer. John 3:16 is the answer. But we must go beyond that and be able to endure. You have to be involved with God and be involved with people. You're not involved right now. You're just sitting there. You just sit there. I read. The top nursing home discussion is if the elderly is, if they were happy with their life or not happy with their life towards the end. And I read this article, and you know what? The people that were happy with their life, they had friends. They had groups, they had tribes, whatever you want to call them. And they found out predominantly the people that said they lived an unhappy life didn't have friends. As some of you in here have jobs, right? So imagine, I hope so. So imagine going to your job, and you get there, and you just sit down, and you just sit all day and do nothing. You just sit there. You just go to your job and sit. No, you go to your job to try to accomplish something either for yourself or for the company that you work for. You don't just simply sit there and listen to whatever's going on around you, right? I just want you to understand that this Sunday morning's just about consumerism. You just come in here and sit and listen. I like it, don't get me wrong, but you just come sit. You're just consumers. Man, I liked it today. Man, what in the world was Eddie talking about? That was terrible. And you'll say that when you leave. It'll be good or bad. And then we say, that was a Jesus experience. Was it? You judged the music and judged the preaching and judged the prayer. And was it a Jesus experience? Or? I like to watch TV. I keep picking on Pat. I know Pastor Otis likes to watch TV too. I like to watch TV. I like it. But you know what? There are no answers for your life or mine on Netflix. So let's go back. Let's go back. Tell me, okay, let's try this. Who am I gonna grab here with a question? Tell me, Miss Lisa. It's an easy question. Tell me something good that has happened in your life. Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Got married. What did that involve? Was there any work involved in getting married, or was it easy to get married? When Trish and I got married, it was such a... I went to this one flower shop to get a price. Where's Bill? It wasn't Francis Florist. There used to be a flower shop in Middleport. So we went there to get an estimate. And they gave me an estimate. That's all I got. You know, I was 19. That's all I got was an estimate. And then it was a day before our wedding. And we didn't use that flower shop. And they called and said, where do you want us to deliver the flowers? But it was like $400. And that was in 1990, and but anyway, there's a lot of work involved when you get married. Miss Susie, what's something, an accomplishment or something in a good way that you're proud of in your life? Working with people with mental and physical challenges. Is that easy or is it uncomfortable? It can be, but it doesn't happen easily. You have to work at it. You understand? See, we want to be comfortable, but think of, now as you're sitting there, think of all the things in your life that you have that came from being comfortable. Not much, huh? What came from being comfortable? Watching Netflix. What came from being comfortable? I don't care if it's a car or a home or your children or your job. What did you achieve being comfortable? But we want this Jesus thing to be comfortable. Well, what do you achieve if it's comfortable? And don't get, I know, I'm just trying to grow one, because you see what we do? We get our seasons mixed up. We're going into fall right now, right? Fall and leaves and pumpkins and this. And but what we do as believers, we want to do everything, and we get our seasons all mixed up, and we want to. So we have four seasons where we live: spring, summer, fall, winter. And each of those seasons, there's requirements, right? In the summer, you have to mow grass. In the fall, you rake leaves. In the winter, you shovel snow. In the spring, you sow seeds and till your garden. You don't shovel snow in July. And you don't plant your garden in January. Not where we live. You got to figure out, what season are you in? And what do you need to be doing in that season? Some of us want to do it all, and we're raking leaves, shoveling snow, planting garden, and mowing grass all at the same time. And then what happens if you neglect the season you're in and you don't mow your grass in summer? It gets high and ugly, and your place looks a sight. It's messy and disorganized, and no one can tell if anybody lives there. So you got to figure out, where's your season today? Is your season to just be comfortable? Is it to just always be a Christian consumer? Or does it go beyond that? Romans chapter 12. Take a second and find that. Romans chapter 12. Verse 10. I jumped over in the Passion Bible again. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. The ESV version says, love one another with brotherly affection and outdo one another in showing honor. Isn't that a great verse? Think about what that's saying. That's an awesome verse. The idea is that you're trying to one-up each other. But in a good way. It's like, you bless me, you do something for me, I'm going to do twice for you. I'm going to keep one-upping you. I'm looking straight back at Billy. He's a big blesser. He likes to help people and give people stuff. Well, why don't we start one-upping what he does? Everything he does, one-up him. That's what this verse is saying. It's an awesome way to live. And the cycle would go on and on and on and on. And that verse also discourages you wanting the other person to make the first move. Well, if they just make the first move. No. It's like that person who didn't talk to you, you go talk to them. Okay. What if starting today, just here, just this church, just Bethel, what if starting today, we all decided we're going to try to outdo one another in showing people how much we care? What if this little group of 75 people decided we're just going to keep showing no matter what? I don't care what Garrett Barringer said about me. I'm going to do something nice for him. What could happen here? And you see, we have a group here that we can make that awesomeness happen. I see it. I know it. We can. We can be that good. This little group of Christians, we can be that good. One more scripture. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. Verse 23 says, in the Passion Translation again, "So now wrap your heart tightly around the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps His promises. Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them towards acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love. This is not time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning." Wow. There's another passage about meeting together with people and encouraging each other. And it's obvious for me up here, looking around. Just take a minute and look around. Does that feel funny? Just take a minute and look around. But it's obvious to me that we all need each other, or we wouldn't be sitting here right now, huh? Yeah, we need each other. And Sunday mornings are awesome. I'm not talking against them. They're awesome. But realize that we may start finding our freedom to worship slowly diminishing. So what would we do? We saw it when COVID hit a year and a half ago. We couldn't get together for a while. Connect groups kept going. We had church online. We were having my Wednesday Connect group. We were having it 2 days a week, Wednesday and Saturday, just so we could stay in touch with each other. So see, in the days ahead, how much more will we need the encouragement, the fellowship, and the friendship of the people that you just looked around at? One of our Connect groups, they use the passage in Proverbs. I'm sure everyone knows Proverbs 27:17, that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. That means man or woman. And when I think of that scripture with that particular group, we connect so deeply at times. I feel like we have a power sander, and we're literally power sanding off each other's rough edges, because we get very raw and very honest and sometimes very deep, and then sometimes really shallow. But that's what happens when men and women meet together and share each other's weakness and pray for each other and encourage each other. When that happens, people begin to change. You say they change. Yeah, we start to become more like Jesus. We know what's going on outside of these doors. We don't have to go into all that, but we know it's ugly, isn't it? There's just lots of ugliness. We really, really need each other. And it's like, well, I don't know people here yet and haven't connected. Well, just go talk to someone. Just walk up to them. Talk to them. We have a church directory. You can give people's names and numbers. And I just believe this body here, we need to get tighter and tighter and stronger and stronger. And we do that with relationships. You won't do that being a consumer. You have to do something. You have to sometimes be uncomfortable. You see? God saves people, right? And then our job becomes, once that happens, what is the number one commandment? To love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, right? And then what's the next? It's the second most important commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. So God saves us. And then we love Him. And then what do we have to do? We have to love people. We have to connect with people. Hallelujah. So just, here we go again. Look around. You know what you're looking at? This is your group. This is your tribe. This is your people. Right here. So find out how you can get deeper with that. Find out how to quit being a consumer. I'll wrap up with that. A couple things about Connect that I do want to share. But as we wrap up with that, to find your tribe, find your people, find out who you're connected with. I'll ask does anybody not know John 3:16? We talked about earlier, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon His name shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't know John 3:16 and want to know who Jesus is, you want to accept Him and ask Him to come into your life and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, don't leave here today without doing that. And I won't drag that out. And Ivy said it, now is the time. Don't wait another month, another week, another day, another second. Now is the time. The Bible says that. I don't remember where that scripture's at, but it says the day of salvation is now. You know, it says that because God doesn't want us to wait. Just do it. Hallelujah. A couple quick things about Connect. In January, we will be starting a new Connect group. If you'd like to get involved in the brand new group, see me. In January, we will be starting a once a month. Let me take that one back. Who would like to not get a side hustle and have at least $100 extra dollars a month? I've never been a salesman. Who would like to have $100? Well, we're going to start in January once a month. I think it's going to be for about 6 months. But once a month, we're going to start a financial connect group, how to have more money in your pocket. Within 2 months, you should have at least $100 more dollars left in your budget without changing very much at all. It's amazing. So we're going to start that in January. And then, if you do not know Anna White, this is Anna White. She is one of our Connect Group facilitators. You see the chuckles because they're thinking Vanna. See, doesn't she have an easy name to remember? So she's going to be starting a group. I'll give her just a second to share that with you. She's going to be starting a group next month.
If you are female and over the age of 18 and you are single by malign design or the divine, please come. November 4th, we're going to meet initially the first Thursday of every month. I have found that the needs of single people are just different, and we need to address those. We need to create a group where we're supporting each other, and I'm going to head that up. Everybody is welcome if you're single over 18. All right?
Thank you, Anna. Did you catch that? She wanted me to say that. Align. Malign design or the divine. I said, I can't remember that. Hi, goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Please stand to your feet. Does anyone have anything for the good of the service before we close? Don't be bashful. Yes, Miss Kimmy. Sure. I want everybody to see who you are.
I just wanted to say I really appreciate Eddie. But he talked about not being comfortable. We don't want to come to Jesus to be comfortable. We don't want to have our faith just be stagnant. But I do want everyone here to know that you don't want to come and be comfortable, but you can come and be comforted. So.
Amen. See, we have, there's so much wisdom here. It's exciting. There's so much wisdom here. Does anybody else have anything? Okay. See, it's not noon yet. We have a second. This is Miss Helen.
In Isaiah 49:6, he says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those, Israel, I have left. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles. You may walk and bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." Which means we are the church. We are what tomorrow looks like. Pastor Eddie, a year ago, you lifted me out of a place, and you brought me out of a box, and that led to, and I feel like I'm supposed to say something, to a single parent support, which has led to single. We are all single, but when we come together, we are the three binded cord, and I am so thankful that God gave me a home. And for a year since I was baptized, I have done nothing but talk, so my voice is horrible. But we have to remind the pharmacist who the pharmacist is. We have to remind the police officer who he is protecting and how much he is protected. And that's what I've learned this week. because I haven't kept him in the box you told me to release him from. And I am thankful to you, Pastor Eddie. And I am so thankful to my God. And I love you all.
Thank you, Helen. I always plug Connect. Kimmy and Helen are both in Connect groups. And Joy is too. And Linda and Tina that had interpretation, they're both in a Connect group too. And you remember at the beginning of the message, I said this is nothing in this is meant to make anyone feel bad or give you guilt. That's not from God, so I'm just having fun with that. I believe in groups. They've helped me more than I could explain in an hour's message. They've just helped me so much. So I really believe in them. I'd love to see everybody involved. Anything else? Have anything? No. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity for us to be comfortably uncomfortable. I pray that you speak to hearts today, that you would just share on an individual basis what people need in the season that they're in right now. Father, we thank you and praise you. We lift our pastor, his wife, his mom up, Lord, that you just allow them to have a great, safe time in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you. Until we meet again, amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.